manipulating and, you know, undermining God's work, undermining God himself. This church, this whole idea of mankind was and is God's. We had nothing to do with it. It's all God's idea. How then can we preach, pastors, teachers, preachers, teachers of the gospels, apostles, all those that in places of authority, not how can we do anything and not do just what God has called us to do?
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but
on a tree.
Like to say,
this is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 21 through 23. Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Begin reading now. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Jeremiah penned this poetic book of Lamentations. The word lamentation derives from lament, which means to express great grief or sorrow. Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet, and he is now weeping over the fact in these three chapters of the deep, dark depression and a state of depravity of Israel, of Judah and Israel, and how they have turned their backs on God and done evil in the sight of God and have messed over the promises of God on the premises of God. And so God now has allowed the Babylonian powers to overtake them and bring them into captivity. Some writers said it was about 70 CE when the temple in Jerusalem was brought down. And so Jeremiah, being the prophet of God, is weeping over a plethora of issues that are going on within the people of God. I told you it was 70 CE. Not many of us are familiar with CE. And CE means common or current era. That was a BCE, and BCE means before common or current era. We say BC and we say it's before Christ, but it means the birth of Christ. We say AD and we say after death, but it's a Greek word that means in the year of our Lord. And so we need to recognize that he is stressing in the midst of his deep, dark pain, how God is still good. And I don't want somebody going through right now, and it's rough, and it's stormy, and it's rocky, and it's uncomfortable to feel like you can't remember when God was doing something wonderful in your life. I think it's important for you to realize while you're going through your test and going through your trials and going through your situations and going through all of the problems that we face in life as believers, to remember that just because we're going through them don't mean that God is through with us. That it's a good practice when it's dark to think of something light. All right. It's a good practice when you're going in a dreadful situation to think of a blessed situation. It's a good practice not to find yourself in a place where you can't encourage yourself. Listen at what Jeremiah says. Jeremiah says, this I recall. Where does he recall it to? To my mind. Therefore have I hope. What are you saying, Jeremiah? This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Jeremiah said, listen, I almost got caught up in all of this stuff that's gone bad, but I made up my mind I'm gonna remember when things were good. And every now and then you got to remember it has not been like this always. And when you remember it has not been like this always, guess what else you're going to remember? That it will not be like this always. Why? Because this too, that's right, shall pass. It cannot last. So he's encouraging himself and the people of God to know this I recall to my mind. Because every now and then, it's got to be personal. Some folk may not see your exodus. Some folk might not see your overwhelming outcome and your victory at the end of your trial, but you see it. And you've got to hold on to it. And by faith, you've got to know everything is going to be all right. And notice what he goes on to say. He said, because of this reason, have I hope. In other words, if I didn't have hope, I would not remember that this is of the Lord's doing. It's his mercies. Mercies, plural, that we are not consumed. His mercies. That we are not consumed, not his mercy, one, but mercies. David knew about that because he said, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. And he went on to pray in the 51st Psalm, all of those wonderful things. But here is what I'm sharing with you. It's the mercies of God, one after another, after another, after another, that brings us deliverance, that brings us peace, that brings us to a place where we know God has got this thing fixed. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Listen, I like this because he's looking at a plethora of things. First, he looks at the captivities of his enemies over them. Captivity of their enemies over them. But then secondly, he looks at their errors, their faults, their mess ups that they have committed before the Lord. And then thirdly, they look at the crisis that they have before their eternal God. So it's important to recognize that he sees that they were able to be captives by enemies, that they were caught in their errors, and they are in crisis with their eternal God, and they have not been consumed. Let me say it again, because I'm going somewhere with that. Jeremiah's thinking we've been captives by enemies. We've been caught in our errors, and we're in crisis with our eternal God, and yet we are not consumed. He could have consumed us with the capturing of us by our enemies, caught and killed us right then and there. He could have consumed us when he caught us in our many errors. And then he could have consumed us in the crises that we have by disobeying our eternal Father in heaven, and the one who wakes us up in the morning, watches over us, provides for us our every need, the one that we call on in times of trouble, yet he did not consume us. Why? It's because of his mercies. Mercies. And listen, it's because his compassions fail not. What does his compassion represent? His compassion represents love. His compassion represents forgiveness. His compassion represents all that is necessary to give us another chance when we don't deserve it. It's us in his heart that gives us his compassion. It's because he loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's compassion. God says, I'm married to the backslider. That's compassion. God says, I love you with an everlasting love. That's compassion. He loves us with compassion, and his compassion fails not. Now listen at this, because in conjunction with this word compassion are three areas that we need to realize God shows us that compassion. One, he shows us his compassion, and I just got through telling you that, in his love. Somebody say, in his love.
In his love.
He shows us compassion. But secondly, he shows us compassion through his lessons. Lessons. In other words, God permit things to happen to us through the lessons he have, be they good or bad, because the Bible says, and we know, Romans 8:28, that all things, what? Work together for what? Good to them that what? Love God, to them who are the called according to his what?
Purpose.
So the lessons God lets us go through is to make us stronger, is to make us better, is to make us wiser. And the lessons we go through is not to destroy us, but to develop us, to define us, to make us who God wants us to be for his purpose. Remember, his purpose carries three connotations connected with it. It is the education through his word. It is the experiences he allows us to go through. And thirdly, it's the examples that he gives to us for his purpose. So whether it's pain or pleasure, it's all for his pleasure. But let me give you the third one here. Not only does he have compassion in love, and not only does he have compassion in lessons, but he also has, and all of us are witnesses to that, compassion in life. Is there not one of us in the house who can say, I've experienced God's compassion in my life? Can I ask you if you experienced it more than once? Can I ask you if you experienced so many times you can't count the times he's shown you his compassion? His compassion fails not. If his compassion fails, you are dead. And every day, whether you recognize it or not, he's showing you his compassion. Compassion. When he kept you from getting in that accident, when he kept you from making a mistake in a choice you made, when you made a bad choice and God turned it around, compassion. When you were wrong and God still made things work out right for you, I can keep giving you illustration after illustration of compassion, but you ought to have some examples in your own life. Somebody ought to say, he's compassionate to me. That didn't sound like I had no real belief. Come on, somebody ought to say, he's compassionate to me. Matter of fact, you know when you really ought to say it? When you're going through. Because you could have been 6 feet under already, and he not let you go through. He's compassion. Compassionate. Compassionate to me. So now, look at what he says. They are new every morning. They are new. Somebody, I know the folk who've been with me could connect the they who I'm talking about. But there may be some in here that was half asleep and wasn't with me yet. So let me connect the they whom Jeremiah is speaking about here. The they represents the mercies and the compassions. It's because of the mercies and compassions we are not consumed, because the compassion fails not. And here's the part that I get excited about. God is so merciful, and God is so compassionate that he does not say they are renewed every day. And I say, well, God, you know, why didn't Jeremiah say they are renewed every day? Well, there are two words, renewed and day, that I need to revisit with you. Because when I was meditating on it, see, when you have a real relationship with God, you talk to God, but God talks back to you. And he said, well, let's deal with your new and renewed. He said, the reason I didn't use renew is because if I used renew, I'd have to review the stuff that you've been through on yesterday. And a lot of that, I forgave you for it. And if I forgave you for it, I forgot about it. And if I forgot about it, it meant I'd have to go back and remember it to be able to renew it. I wish I had somebody. And so I just decided I'd make it all new. Brand new mercies. Brand new compassions. So this is what somebody needs to know going through. Today could be the worst day of your life. I got news for you. It don't last too long. It don't last too long. As a matter of fact, it has a 24-hour limit on it. And I got news for you. 8.5 or more of those hours of this day is already behind you. You just have the remainder of what's left to make it through. Because David, can I get you to help you? Let me help you, Master. Listen to what he says. He says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, David, when is it coming? In the morning. God's not going to wait till it gets day. He said, I'm going to do it in the morning. How many of you had a terrible night and you couldn't wait till morning? Oh, glory. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you for the morning. Thank you for the morning. Because the day technically doesn't start before the morning. He said, I'm going to start it as soon as I can. That's compassion. That's mercies. How many of you know when you need help, you need it right now? I say right now. Now let me say it how I feel it. Right now. You know you don't want to tell the Lord, Lord, take your time whenever you get to me. I know they got some other folk who've been waiting. So I'll wait my time. No, you want him to come right now. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Immediately. Straightway. Oh, glory to God. And how many of you know he will do just that? They are new every day. Every day they are new. Every morning. every morning. So that means, listen, that means what you dealt with yesterday, that's in the past or the tomb of time. What you got to deal with tomorrow, that's in the womb of time. But what you deal with this morning, this day, that's the present time. And I got news for you. The present time is filled with mercies and compassions. And the Bible says they fail not. That ought to be enough for you to shout your way through this day. The devil has been hoodwinking you. He's been robbing you out of your mercies and robbing you out of your compassions. Listen, if they fail not, then why are you acting like they failed you? He's waiting on you to grab hold to your mercies and grab hold to your compassions and begin your shouting even before you come out of your valleys. Glory to God. Great. Great. What does the word great mean? The word great means excellent or well done. Great. Excellent is your faithfulness. Or well done is your faithfulness. No one else can do it greater than you can, God. No one can do it as well as you can, God. So why would you turn to any other God? Why would you seek any other source? David tells us all through the word how to praise God, how to trust God. Jeremiah said he is great in his faithfulness. Other prophets have spoke of God's greatness, his goodness, his power, his presence, all of those wonderful things that he should receive praise for. And yet, we miss the opportunities to thank God all through the day. If you can't think of no other reason to give him praise, just remember, great is his faithfulness. And all day long, you can praise him just on that. Great is your faithfulness, God. And when you think back in your own life, of all the times you can even think of, Jeremiah said, this I recall to my mind. Some of the stuff that's deeply rooted in the archives of your memory has to be called up.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you. And in